Hey, this is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
And so, little Taylor comes in, and she hears the conversation, and she says, now, y'all may laugh at this, but this hurt. She goes, Daddy, are they going to take my bicycle? And I said, I don't know. And so I go back to Candy. She goes, rejoice. How do we rejoice? I don't know how to. She just came from Baptist. And little Taylor goes, I know how. And we said, how? She said, ring around the posy. Now, I'm just being real with y'all. Now, is there any spiritual people in here that is thinking that God's going, that's not scriptural? Really? Really? I can promise you ring around a posy is going to be in heaven. I can promise you that right now. So my daughter got me to doing something that my mama could never get me to do. And we began to do it in the midst of that pressure. And something filled us, and we began to laugh. And it lifted. And the Lord said, after we fell down, he goes, rejoice, because you now know you're at the goal line. That's why you showed it to me. He said, don't lay down. I showed you those who laid down and never fulfilled their calling, never finished their race. And the enemy was allowed to get in. They gave him place. He said, Chip, just as you know, because he talks to me in sports. He would talk to you differently probably, but he showed it to me like this. He said, you know how you go down the field and you march that ball down the field, but once you get near the goal line, they call it the red zone, all of a sudden it gets a whole lot harder, and logistics shows and statistics shows how tough it is to get in that goal line. You are moving right along down there. But when you get down there, you become a threat to the enemy or the opponent from scoring. Now the goal line defenses come out, the bigger guys come out, the different schemes come out, and they do everything they can. And I'm telling you, I've been in huddle after huddle on high school and college level. When you get down to that 2-3-1-yard line, that half-yard line, that 6-inch yard line, we're in that huddle going, come on! I mean, everybody's going, come on! Can't you block? It's an inch. It's 6 inches. And man, they'd stack that in there and boom, and we can't get it. We'd get 2 inches. Come on, it would be hard. Crowd's going, come on, what's wrong with y'all? Get over, it ain't that easy. Back off. Back off your team a little bit. You go down and get it in. Oh, I would. It was hard. And I knew how hard it was. And when you get near a breakthrough, an encounter, something that God has for you, because it's gonna affect your family, it's gonna affect your neighborhood, it's gonna affect your coworkers, it's gonna affect your church, it's gonna affect your community and your world. But he's got millions laying down because that's just the way we are. We don't do that. I said, God. And so we began to rejoice, and it lifted, and you would have thought that night I wouldn't have got any sleep, because the next morning I slept like a baby. And I don't mean I slept good that night. Woke up, Taylor goes, let's rejoice some more. Taylor, see how little kids are? See, they haven't been taught that. They haven't been taught not to act that way. They get taught that as they grow up. Reserved. God said, I can't reach a world with reserved, shy Christians. I never created them to be that way. I created them in my image. And I'm bold as a lion. The righteous are bold as a lion. Bold enough to rejoice when other people are watching. But bold enough to do it and sincere enough to do it when no one's watching. That's when it's real. Not for men's eyes. But that will happen. But it's when just you and God. Out in the backyard with the stars or the cows or the dogs or the cats, whatever. And it's just you and him. And so they came and knocked on the door, and the black cars and the black sunglasses and the black suits. And we opened the door. And we're just full of joy. It's almost like, what is God gonna do? Now, I would not have been that way. But another encounter happened. I'm up off that goal line and rejoicing. It was like God. One time I had this flash of Jesus coming in the huddle with his beard and hair. And he was like so cool. He was like happy. He's looking at all of us. We're all kind of worried. What's the play? We've been trying to get 6 inches for 3 downs. He comes in. Hey, guys, I got it. Y'all ready? Yeah, we're ready. He said, hey, rejoice on one. Yeah. I just got the call. It's rejoice on one. Ready? Break. Omaha. Okay. I'm going to go on. All right. But he didn't do all that. But I did see him say that. Rejoice. He said, that's how you get over. He said, your faith and your words will get you down that field. But he says, when you get there, he said, it's going to take a higher power. Because the goal line defense of the enemy's coming. And he's not going to lay back. Are y'all with me or not? And he said, there's a higher faith. Now, y'all don't have to believe me, but I have said this in front. I preached this at Eagle Mountain. Brother Copeland agreed with it. I've preached Brother Hagin. I've told him the story, and they've all agreed with me. When the Lord said to me, there's a higher faith, and he said, that's rejoicing. It's the highest faith because it's an action. Faith is an action. It's not just a, right? It's an action. You are acting action as if it already. Yes. Yes. Did y'all hear me? As if it's already. So I don't know how you would act if you were told you had cancer, you were told that you're going to die, and he comes in and says, oh no, it's disappeared. I just wanted to tell you it's gone. If you're going to go, praise God, then I can't judge you for that, because that's how you would act. If somebody came in and says, I'm going to give you, what is your debt you owe? Now, when I say debt you owe, I'm talking about your cars, your house, everything, and put a little extra for you, buy you something nice. And I want to get your kids out of debt, and I want to get the whole thing and buy it. Well, I appreciate that greatly. Excuse me if I don't show emotions. That's just how I am. But I am happy. You have a card? Really? Really? You have a pain that you haven't, a pain. You have a sickness. And you don't want to live with that. And you know that God says, I'm healing you of that, and you're never going to have it again. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yeah, you can't sleep. And all of a sudden, God's going to go, I'm going to have you sleep the best you've ever slept. You don't have peace. And all of a sudden, God says, I'm going to give you peace that surpasses all understanding. You never had joy. You never had encounters. I'm going to give you encounters. I'm giving you. I've got it for you. It's all waiting for you. How would you act then? And you knew it was going to. You would be confident. You would have joy. And so guess how I opened that door when the IRS and them showed up? I go, what are you doing? No, I didn't do that. And they said, you Charles Kent Brown, yeah. Security in 443, blah, 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 yeah. And the one on the right, their left, there was three of them, cars in the back and two or three cars in the driveway. He gets one of these deals. What? He said, hey. And he stops that guy. And it just broke that they found whoever or whatever on who was doing it on the Social Security. Later, I've had guys tell me that back in those days, things like this happened and they never caught them until they were in jail for months or years. And the guy goes, they found it, they tracked it, they caught it. The case has been broken. They felt so bad that they paid off our vehicles. Yeah. They compensated us. Bills were paid. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory to God. It's a higher power. It's the highest type of faith. And I was talking about that Tony's mother. Tony was in prison. He was the most wanted man by the FBI in five different states, and she came up rejoicing for Tony. You know, Tony got out. Tony got saved. Now he's serving God in a church with a great family. Because I watched that mama come up to the front. Nobody else did. And she's rejoicing for her baby boy who's in a motel room filled with ammunition and getting ready to do a mass murder on an elementary school the next morning. Little kids' lives. Think about that. Little kids' lives depended on a mama who didn't sit there. And we're wondering why the world is going the way it's going. And the church is the one who can stop all that. Mamas are the ones who can stop all that. Daddies, come on, daddies. Come on, daddies, get up and rejoice. So I started going through the Bible. Paul and Silas in prison. Was that the goal line? Midnight? Can't get any more goal line than that. Midnight, black, dark, chain, boom. You're done. Your ministry's done. What do? They started praising and worshiping and rejoicing God in prison.
The Glorious Church hosts the Arise Conference with Billy Brim and Rick Renner, February 7th through the 9th, 2025. These two generals of faith will dive deep into the Hebrew and Greek, unlocking powerful truths for the body of Christ in these end of days. The daily sessions are 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. The conference is free. Visit our website at aglorious.church for more information.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.